I'm Kurt Nickisch in Brentwood, New Hampshire, where former Senator Rick Santorum walked into a packed auditorium, shaking hands with supporters and visitors as he went along, thanking them. He looked comfortable in jeans and a sweater vest, and when he got to the podium, he didn't take long before he addressed the question that's on everybody's minds.
People have asked me repeatedly, Rick, you've done well in Iowa, but New Hampshire is such a different place, and it's just nothing like Iowa. I said, they're all Americans. They all have the same fundamental values that our founders put in place.
Most in the crowd were seeing Rick Santorum in person for the first time, and it's understandable. Earlier this week, a Suffolk University poll put his voter support in the single digit. But now, on the heels of his near win in Iowa, Santorum is getting a closer look and at least a financial bounce of $1 million. He told the crowd that donations yesterday alone more than doubled what his campaign had raised until then.
And the vast majority is online, and I don't think there's a whole lot of corporate interest donating to me online. So we feel very good about the grassroots support we've gotten.
The corporate reference was a subtle jab at his chief rival in the Republican primary, but Santorum never called Mitt Romney by name. Instead, he went directly after somebody else.
See, the problem with President Obama, he doesn't really want to gather you all together to fix this problem. He'd rather divide and conquer.
Santorum's talk was town hall forum style. In his answers, he spent less time talking about social conservative issues and more on financial conservative ones. He touted lower taxes, he shared his support for gun rights, and he criticized big government.
The reason I am in this race is because of Obamacare. Because I think Obamacare will turn every American into a dependent American. Someone who will be relying upon the federal government, right?
Santorum looked comfortable. He bantered with the audience well and was funny at times. When one person asked about his nephew, who's a supporter of GOP rival candidate Ron Paul, Santorum joked that the teenager is going through a phase.
Thank you. How are you?
We'll get it right.
As Santorum left, making his way out of the crowd, Lisa Swayze from Brentwood didn't chase him down to hear more. She'd already found out what she wanted to know.
He could defeat Obama.
Swayze says Santorum had a handle on the issues and was authentic. She's not a fan of Romney. She says she saw what he did in Massachusetts and she doesn't like it. But Swayze's not yet sold on Santorum.
I just have to make sure that he's not an extremist.
She's worried about his ties to the Tea Party. Kathy Casey from Durham also wants to hear more, though she was impressed with how Santorum appealed to the independent streak of New Hampshire voters.
And we also don't like taxes. So he seems to fit the bill for us.
Even so, she wishes he had more experience in the private sector, like his main opponent. Casey says the next president needs to fix not just the national budget, but the economy, too, and she's torn.
Actually, it's between Romney and Rick Santorum. I have not yet made up my mind, and voting's next week, so I better do it fast.
Less than a week for Rick Santorum to give Mitt Romney a run for his money, or at least win enough votes to knock out some other candidates before the following primary in South Carolina. It's not a lot of time, but for maybe the first time, people are listening. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Kurt Nickisch.